Welcome back to What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio. On the show, you will not only learn what is ailing America and the world, but you will also learn how to recognize the patterns used by the predators controlling our world. The ability to overstand and see the big picture is the critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to escape the living hell we find ourselves in. Regarding healthcare, this became self-evident to me in 1999 when I created the big picture of all diseases, which is the first diagram that can be found on both of my websites, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com and drcarly.com. If you haven't yet done so, please print out those diagrams and listen to the YouTube videos posted of a conference I did explaining them. Facing the reality that the psychopaths which control our world have created a hell intentionally is a critical step in bringing forth an anti-hell. What we need to do is for people of conscience to say no to these predators, to stop loving them, forgiving them, making excuses for them, and especially to stop paying cash for everything they're doing that is harming us. It is my goal to give you the truth of what I have learned in 15 years of research, to arm you with the confidence to ask the hard questions, which will not only cause these monsters to run away, but will also cause those around you to face the monsters destroying their lives. You will learn from my guests that there are many of us standing up. Silence is consent. Speaking the truth and asking hard questions in great numbers is what we need to do. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support this work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them and helping them escape from the death and disease being called by my profession, which I refer to as the medical devils. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. My toll-free number, which works for the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean, is 888-321-6751, thanks to Ron at Dependable Voice. If you get a strange message that my number's been disconnected or something else, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I use Skype primarily for my international clients and radio shows that I do. I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. Please also support OrionTalkRadio.com. You can donate on the homepage, and you can also buy a T-shirt to help spread the word about the station and become a walking advertisement for alternative mainstream media, which, as we know, the mainstream media is nothing but lies. On television, we need the alternative. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 716-213-6816 or call in toll-free, again, thanks to Ron, at 888-320-6151. We ask that listeners not use a toll-free number to listen to the show, and very important, callers need to mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as not to cause interference with whoever's speaking. And I do ask that you wait until the second hour to call in and ask questions of myself or my guests or make comments. I also have a show out of the UK on Sundays, thesechangingtimesradio.ning.com, every Sunday from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. The site and the call-in numbers for that show are posted on my page on Sheldon Day's site, as are my archives for the last few years. And that site is thelightofdayradioshow.com. One of the most important things you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones from the organisms being created by the mad scientists at the over 1,300 biowarfare labs in the U.S. alone is purchase a silver lungs colloidal silver generator. Go to the link section of reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com to learn how to obtain the silver generator I recommend and use personally for myself and all my pets. And the only update I'm going to give today on in regards to what's going on, I'm sure most of you have heard, there's a woman in Georgia by the name of Amy Copeland, 24 years old, who apparently was on some homemade zip line type device, fell into the water and received a deep cut on one of her extremities, and now the White Coats are in the process of chopping off her limbs, telling her that she has this flesh-eating bacteria. And so far, she's lost one leg. As of an article in the paper today, they want to cut off her other leg and both of her hands. And this really makes me sick. I refer you to the show that we did on May 5th, 2012, which I did with Mario Cifaldi of the Silver Lungs Company. And you can also go to the Sheldon site, thelightofdayradio.com. And Mario and I worked together on a colloidal silver document to make it much easier for you to get the important facts on ionic versus colloidal silver. So if you go to the 5/5/12 date on thelightofdayradioshow.com, you can read that review of colloidal silver document. If this woman had been given colloidal silver and had ionic silver sprayed on her extremities, she would not be getting her limbs chopped off. And this is one of the very disgusting things that Big Pharma is doing, is hiding this most important and actually extremely old, wonderful solution to every bacterial, viral, parasite, you name it, burns, everything, as we discussed on the show on May 5th. All these things can be dealt with colloidal silver. But no, Big Pharma doesn't make money off colloidal silver, and so they are trying to make it, not known to you. So, you know, that's just a little update I want to give to you in regards to how sad it is that this woman is going to lose all of her extremities for nothing. Today's show, What's Ailing America? The answer is immunization equals inoculation with disease, and I am very excited to have two people from the group SaneVax, that's SaneVax.org. The first guest is Leslie Carol Botha. She's one of the 21st century's most prominent cycle thinkers, a woman's health educator, a member of the Society for Menstrual Cycle Research, author, publisher, television, and radio talk show host. She's an internationally recognized expert on women's hormonal health and sits on the advisory board for the Cycles Research Institute. She's a social and political activist who has recognized the significance of the menstrual cycle in relation to other natural cycles that govern the world we live in. She's conducted extensive research on the impact of medical procedures and medications administered during various phases of a woman's menstrual cycle. In 2006, she received the Edward R. Dewey Award for her pioneering research on how women's hormonal fluctuations affect their behaviors. The award was bequeathed by the Foundation for the Study of Cycles. Her research is also featured in a new book entitled The World According to Cycles, How Recurring Forces Can Predict the Future and Change of Your Life by Samuel A. Schreiner, Jr., published by Skyhorse Publishing. My other guest is Norma Erickson. She is the president of SaneVax. She was once a freelance writer and independent business consultant. Her primary concentration was providing information surrounding the vaccination controversy. Being a firm believer in fair and balanced journalism, research, and fact-finding were always top priorities for her. The discoveries made during that research led directly to the concept and creation of SaneVax, an organization dedicated to creating a world where only safe, affordable, necessary, and effective vaccines are allowed. Well, I guess we'll have to just get rid of all of them. But we'll get more into that in a minute. She strongly believes every medical consumer has the right to complete and accurate information regarding the risks as well as the benefits of vaccines prior to deciding whether a particular vaccine is right for them. Her personal mission is to provide that information in a clear, concise, easy-to-understand format so people are able to make informed decisions about their health and well-being. And the mission of SaneVax is to promote safe, affordable, necessary, and effective, obviously that's where the word sane comes from, vaccines and vaccination practices through education and information. They believe in science-based medicine, and their primary goal is to provide the information necessary for individuals to make informed decisions regarding your health and well-being. They also provide referrals to helpful resources for those unfortunate enough to have experienced vaccine-related injuries, and I'm very grateful that on their practitioner page, my Hippocrates Academy has recently been added. So let me, I don't know who wants to answer this question, but the only question I ever get when I suggest people access your excellent website, because you've got so many great articles. One of my favorite things on the right-hand side is your HPV vaccine VAERS reports as of March 2012, listing disabled 844, and this is in regards to the Gardasil and Cervarix vaccines, people. And by the way, HPV vaccine has never been tested to see if it causes cancer, so check that out for yourself. Disabled, 844. Deaths, 111. Did not recover, 5,200. Abnormal pap smears, 479. Cervical dysplasia, 190. Cervical cancer, 50. Ding, ding, ding. Just like I said, these vaccines have not been tested to see if they cause cancer because they know they did. Okay, there's that darn music. So when we get back from the break, I will just finish off reading this very important description they have on the right-hand side of the HPV vaccine VAERS reports, and then I will bring on my guest. Hold on, folks. We'll be right back. Sorry, folks. I had my mute on. Sorry. Okay, we're back with What's Ailing America. I just want to continue to read this very important table on the same Vax.org site. Disabled, 844. This is from HPV vaccine reports to VAERS as of March 2012. Disabled, 844. Deaths, 111. Did not recover, 5,200. Abnormal pap smear, 479. Cervical dysplasia, 190. Cervical cancer, 50. Life-threatening, 487. Emergency room, 9,599. Hospitalized, 2,571. Extended hospital stays, 217. Serious, 3,463. Adverse events, 25,548. Now, this makes me very angry because on April 21st, 2012, in the Charlotte Observer, there was an article entitled, South Carolina May Offer Parents Data on HPV Vaccines. Now, what data are they offering them? Just the usual CDC propaganda that they're recommending the vaccine be given to all 11 and 12-year-old girls, but recent research shows the vaccine benefits boys, too. They're not giving them the data that I just read. So, Leslie or Norma, either one of you, I get so angry over these things. If either one of you want to respond, what's going on here?
Well, I'll jump in and respond because I got different numbers for you from Yanni Stokes out of the Netherlands. And the numbers have increased quite dramatically over what you, even in a month's time. I don't think people are going to remember all those numbers that you wrote down here, so I'm going to go through it again. Disabled is now up to 860. Deaths went up to 114. I believe that's an increase of 3. Did not recover is now 5,265. Abnormal pap smears have increased to 482, cervical dysplasia 193, cervical cancer up to 52, that's two more reporting at a month, life-threatening 492, emergency room visits 9,643, hospitalized 2,618, extended hospital stay 220, serious 3,524, for a total adverse events of 25,784. And the numbers that you gave, the total numbers were 25,548 for total. Now we're up another 200. What your listeners need to remember, Dr. Carley, is that this is 1 to 10% of the vaccine injured population reporting. So start doing the math, start adding the zeros, and this becomes a significant issue.
Yes, there's no question in my mind that this is one of the worst vaccines they've ever come up with. And I'm sure the infertility rates, which is not something that's going to be reported for years as these young girls get married and try to have families, I think that all the young girls that are getting this vaccine are probably also going to be infertile as well. And I have documents from NATO that basically state that they've been using vaccines to cause infertility since the 1980s. But this is apparently another way that they've come up with to do the same thing. So I just want to say the only comments I ever get when I mention your very important website is this concept of sane vax. Because, of course, in my opinion, vaccinations are insane to begin with. But when I had spoken to you, you had given a very good explanation for why you came up with that, you know, title for your website and your group. So if you want to just explain that to the listeners. Either one of you.
Yeah, Norm, are you there?
Yes, I am. It's really quite simple. People that have already decided that vaccines are not necessarily safe, many of them aren't. But they're people that don't know. They're people that don't understand that they've been fed half of the story for decades. We're trying to reach those people and let them understand that at the very least, they have a choice. They need to be informed.
Exactly.
And it's actually a no-brainer. If it's not safe, affordable, necessary, and effective, medical consumers don't need it.
Exactly. And as a matter of fact, one of the things that's so amazing to me, because my research has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that vaccine-induced diseases are the biggest epidemic the world has ever known. In fact, all of internal medicine is actually vaccine-induced diseases. But the people that have children with autism, of course, are the most vocal group. And yet they still refuse to do a study, which can be done so simply it would cost pretty much nothing, comparing unvaccinated children, which could be pretty much, you know, the Amish, Seventh-day Adventists, and the children of chiropractors. Those would be easy groups to round up. Compare those groups to the vaccinated groups. They will not do that study. And that in itself proves that they know very well what the vaccines are really doing.
Well, and that's how we started out on this journey. It was quite a different group than what we have now. But Yanni Stokvis, Cynthia Janik, Frida Barrell out of Scotland, my co-author Sandra Baddock, and if I'm forgetting anyone, I apologize, Rosemary Mathis, a mother of an injured Gardasil girl, started years ago, and one of the first documents that we found was the FDA, well, two documents, the FDA closing statement on Gardasil from September, I'm going to say 2008, I believe. Norma, correct me if I'm wrong. Stating that 73% of the girls in the clinical trials developed new medical conditions post-vaccination. That was...
Wait a minute.
Right there.
Okay, repeat that percentage again, please.
73.3%.
Wow. 73.3%, people.
It gets even better, Dr. Carly. We started doing more research, and we found the May 2006 FDA Furback report on Gardasil and Cervarix, and this is what it says. Again, Norm, if I'm rough on my figures, jump in. It says that if a girl is previously exposed to HPV and gets the Gardasil vaccine, her chances of getting cervical cancer increased 44.6% with Gardasil, 32.5% with Cervarix. And that's when we became active.
Wow. And see, and their whole reason for giving out these vaccines, which are inoculations with disease, of course, are supposedly to prevent cancer. And they've been, you know, putting out their propaganda that this is such a common virus that girls are exposed to. So obviously, there's going to be lots and lots of girls exposed to this virus. So we know the numbers of cancer are going to be massive.
And, well, you know, and they were trying to, their whole premise was that they were going to try and get girls before they were exposed to HPV, i.e. have sex. And we found another study just recently, I believe the year was 2001, that on the government's website, stating that HPV can be found in pork. So all you bacon lovers, you sausage lovers, you all got HPV. And you're all getting vaccine.
3-minute radiation fallout forecast for Wednesday.
Okay, hold on, folks. There's an update.
Canada,
we'll be right back.
CRWS jet stream analysis shows the majority of the jet stream will continue over the Canadian provinces for the next 5 days. Alberta residents need to pay attention to 3 out-of-control wildfires near Lodgepole, southwest of Edmonton. As well as the danger from smoke inhalation, radioactive particles can be re-released that have settled on branches of pines and the forest floor. Radar imagery from Environment Canada shows scattered rain between Edmonton and Calgary. Winnipeg with the heaviest rain in Montreal today and Quebec tomorrow. In the U.S., current radar from IntelliCast shows scattered rain in the western states of Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, and Colorado. Heavier rain is occurring in southern Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, all the way north through Maine. Most of the system will move offshore in time for the weekend, but in the meantime, the East Coast should avoid all contact with precipitation, as well as the previously mentioned states. In Europe, 24-hour forecasts indicate heavy rain and thunderstorms for Eastern Europe, including Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Belarus, and Eastern Poland. Strong water vapor bands are associated with these areas. There are also defined bands moving in through England and northern France. Rainfall associated with this should be avoided. Denmark may also be hit by the continued releases from the methane well in the North Sea. Nuke report. At the Sequoia Nuke Plant in Tennessee, there was an off-site notification due to an oil sheen observed on a diffuser pond. This event occurred on May 14th, and the source of the leak is still trying to be identified. The following agencies have been notified: EPA Region 4, Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation, and the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency. There are a host of toxic substances that spill from nuke plants all the time, such as oil, jet fuel or hydrazine, and ammonia, to name a few. If you review a map of nuke plants in the U.S., you will notice how many are located next to a large water source. This is for emergency cooling purposes. This also creates problems for the environment. In addition to pesticides, chemtrails, and the toxic substances used in fracking are contaminating our groundwater supplies, which took millions of years to form. Our planet cannot afford more toxicity in the environment. Have you seen the timeline of mass animal deaths worldwide? This message has been brought to you by Radchik and the Orion Talk Radio Network. We care about you because your government doesn't. Stay safe.
Okay, we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is immunizations equal inoculation with disease, with my special guest Norma Erickson and Leslie Carol Bassa of Sane Vax Incorporated. And we're pretty much concentrating on the insane Gardasil and Cervix vaccines for HPV today. And before the break, Leslie was commenting on the fact of the number of people that are getting cancer from the vaccines because they also have HPV already. I just want to mention that I do a lot of shows on sexual abuse as well, and of course it's been estimated that 1 in 4 girls are sexually abused. And so of course I'm sure that they are not asked when they're coming in for their, you know, HPV vaccines whether or not they've been sexually abused. They just assume that if they're a certain age that they can't possibly have had sex, which is of course ridiculous. But Norma wanted to chime in regards to the pork and HPV connection. Go ahead, Norma.
Yeah, that study actually stated that people that eat substantial amounts of pork are less able to clear the HPV vaccine. And I'd like to bring up one point right here. HPV is a very common infection. However, what you don't see in the mainstream media when they're scaring the daylights out of you to try and get you to consent to this vaccine is the fact that 90 90% of those infections clear on their own with no medical intervention and no symptoms. I mean, seriously, if you compute out the possibility of actually, as an American woman, the chance of getting invasive cervical cancer if you don't go to your gynecologist are 2,388,461 to 1. Those are your odds. Now, compare that to the odds of being struck by lightning, which are only 576,000 to 1. You're way over 4 times more likely to get struck by lightning than you are to suffer invasive cervical cancer in the United States or any other developed country.
Well, not only that, but you see, one of the most amazing things to me, and of course, I went to medical school. Luckily, I saved all my notes. I have all the textbooks that I purchased. That's where I go to find the lies. And I have tried to find the actual reason given as to this insane notion that injecting the very bad guy, be it virus, bacteria, whatever, in the name of a vaccine, is going to protect you. And in my paper, Inoculations of True Weapons of Mass Destruction, on drcarly.com, which I wrote many years ago and I update occasionally, I actually explained the mechanism by which vaccines corrupt the immune system. Because if you're exposed to any kind of pathogen in a natural way, if it's coughed or sneezed on you or whatever, you develop natural immunity, primarily because of this antibody called secretory IgA in the upper respiratory and GI tracts, which is the first part of the process of building natural immunity. When you inject it directly into the bloodstream, you bypass that, and you come down with a chronic infection that your body can never clear. The only way I found to clear it is with homeopathic remedies, which I teach my clients about when I do consults. But it's really amazing, and I'm sure both of you are aware of this, the number of individuals, especially if they get bitten, say, by a rabid dog or something, their solution is to give them a rabies vaccine. Now, my answer to that is, wait a minute, they just got injected with rabies, the dog bit them. And if the dog had rabies in the saliva, they were injected with rabies. How come they need another injection? I mean, when you actually look at this critically, using common sense, it is insane on its face. But we know, those of us in the know, that this is how Big Pharma is creating almost all the diseases for which they develop drugs, which cure nothing but give lots of side effects. So either of you can comment.
Yeah, I can't even argue with that one. And I mean, this whole entire drug issue, psychotropic drugs, drugs for anything that ails you, really is killing people. And what it's not been done are studies on the interaction of all of these drugs. So what I always do when I do my radio shows is tell people, go to your medicine cabinet. Look at all those vials of drugs in your medicine cabinet and come back and tell me that you know how each of those drugs not only acts on your system alone, but acts in conjunction with other drugs on your system. And it is nothing less than a chemical concoction that is wreaking havoc on the natural systems of the body. And this is one of the biggest things. One of the other things that Sanevax has done in the last 6 months, 8 months now, is that we had vials of Gardasil tested and found recombinant HPV DNA in the vials. And we went gangbusters on that one. But if you look at all of the biologic medicines on the market, they all have foreign DNA in them. And Dr. Hannah Polanski has written a brilliant book called The Microcompetition of Foreign DNA. And what he is saying is that these DNA particles are actually invading the cells. A normal cell. So now you have a recombinant DNA plus a normal DNA in the cell, and nobody knows the outcome of that. The tests have not been done. So it's not just vaccines at this point. It is the whole biologic industry that is really posing the greatest threat to human health known to mankind.
Well, I totally agree with you, and I guarantee you they know exactly what they're doing. We're talking about the extinction of the human race. That's what we're talking about, because it's not just the DNA in the viruses. It's the DNA in the tissue cultures. They're using all kinds of animal parts. This DNA is combining with the DNA of the human vaccinee, and this is actually corrupting their very genetic structure. And in terms of the animal tissue cultures, this is actually creating chimeras, part animal, part human. We have lots of babies now being born with tails and all kinds of weird things, and I am sure that this is a result of these things that are happening, and this is called transhumanism. And this is obviously being done intentionally. But I totally agree with you what you're saying about the cocktails of drugs. I've had elderly people especially on as many as 25 drugs. And it's truly amazing as I teach them how to wean off the drugs. And I always tell everybody, you know, put the name of your drug into any search engine hyphen side effect. Learn what they admit to that the side effects of those drugs are. And in almost all cases, you'll find that one of the side effects is the very reason they're given the drug. Antidepressants cause depression and suicide. Anti-acid drugs cause increased acidity. The list is endless. But also, as Leslie was saying, they have never tested. It's not possible to test the different interactions when you're on 10, 15, 20 drugs at one time. You are the lab rat. They are experimenting on you. And it's truly amazing to me as I teach people how to wean off the drugs and take natural things to reverse the damage and to deal with their symptoms. They're always amazed and they say, well, how come my doctor doesn't know about this? And, of course, the answer is because Big Pharma controls medical education and the doctors are just robots that are trained how to write prescriptions for various things, never considering the individual with whom they are dealing.
Can't argue with that one either.
Okay.
I mean, I've worked at an addiction recovery ranch, and I can tell you that people are coming in with huge plastic bags of 20 different vials of drugs and trying to get off of prescription medications because they're so addicted to them. You know, and here's the deal. If we do nothing less, if we, all of us here, wake up people to just start considering what they're putting into their bodies. And it's not just prescription drugs, and it's not just vaccines. It also includes the type of foods that we eat. And God, anything else, any synthetic that we're putting into our body, and for women, that, of course, is birth control. Oh, my God. That's a huge part of it. We're just beginning to crack the whole birth control issue, or birth control pills, Depo-Provera, Norplant, which is still being used, I think, now under a different name in Europe. I think it's called, well, anyway, I'm not going to go there. I mean, anything synthetic that we put into the body is not being assimilated by the body and is considered a toxin by the body and is being stored in the body because it's impossible to get rid of all of that. That includes the mercury in our mouths. Here's another one for you.
Right.
I mean, so these are huge issues, and people need to start really reevaluating what they are doing because all these toxins being stored in the body are causing incredible rates of obesity.
Exactly. And it's not just what we're taking into the body, it's what we're spraying on the body. The
well, there you go.
Is not regulated at all. Okay, I hear the music on. We'll be back after these messages, and then Norma, I'd like you to chime in and add any more of your words of wisdom onto what
of the 3 million edible food plants that grow on.
And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is immunization is actually inoculation with disease, with my guests from sanevax.org, Norma Erickson and Leslie Carol Botha. Norma, did you have any comments to make after what Leslie and I were just discussing before the break?
Absolutely. There are post-marketing studies required from manufacturers of these vaccines, and the latest one that just came out from Gardasil was the Athena study. And keep in mind that this is Merck's own sponsored study. It compared those that had taken HPV vaccines, Gardasil in particular, versus those that had not. And their results were a 0.6% reduction in HPV 16 infections and a 1.1% reduction in HPV 18 infections in vaccinated versus unvaccinated. That is not a lot of benefit.
Okay, and let me ask this question, because I love when they give out, you know, alleged statistics like that. How can they prove that the HPV reductions were decreased at all? Infections were actually reduced at all. Because unless they had a girl that had been inoculated with these vaccines and they intentionally gave her HPV after the fact, how could they prove that the infection was actually decreased? How did they know that she has HPV exposure and then the vaccine helped her? How did they know that? Did they explain that in the Athena study?
Oh, absolutely not.
Right. So the whole thing's a fraud on its face. And I'm so glad you mentioned Merck, because there's another excellent site, backtruth.com, and on May 1st, 2012, Jennifer Hutchinson had written an article, Merck Consultants Try to Influence Your Doctor with Anti-Vaccine Propaganda. And on this, in this article, she gives a connection to this article, The Clinician's Guide to Anti-Vaccinations Galaxy, by Gregory A. Poland and Robert M. Jacobson, which I had to pay $35 to download. But it's truly amazing, because what they're doing is they're trying to give doctors the verbal ammunition they need to talk the people who have been doing their homework into still going through and letting their children be inoculated with disease. And the three main myths that they talk about is, one, baby systems can't handle so many shots, that vaccines can cause autoimmune disease, and that natural immunity from diseases is better and safer than vaccine-induced immunity. Now, first of all, we have this Paul Offit. I look upon him as my arch enemy, this guy from CHOP, who actually helped develop the rotavirus vaccine, the first version of which they had to take off the market because so many babies were dying from intussusception. But he has actually stated publicly that babies can handle 10,000 vaccines at once. I mean, talk about insanity, okay? And, of course, there's no way they can prove this stuff. They're trying to pretend that, you know, injecting it directly into your bloodstream is basically no different than breathing it or having a child play in the mud and stick their hand in their mouth or whatever. But the one I love
actually,
the most is... Go ahead.
Actually, Mr. Offit could prove it. He could take 10,000 vaccines himself.
Oh, and I'd love to give them, believe me. Okay. But the one I especially love is vaccines can cause autoimmune disease. Now, on both of my websites, I actually have posted the package insert from the rabies vaccine. And this is the only vaccine where I've seen it admitted that tissue cultures used to make the vaccines can cause autoimmunity. And this is so obvious. If you have monkey kidney or horse serum or aborted fetus, whatever, making up the tissue that the viruses are growing on. Of course, there's no way to separate the tissue from the virus, so they're injecting you with the tissue as well. And in the case of aborted fetuses, this is actually cannibalism, but that's another topic. So anyways, in this rabies vaccine insert, they actually admit that the tissue culture causes autoimmune disease. So how can they possibly state that vaccines can't cause autoimmune disease? Because all vaccine viruses are grown on some type of tissue. And so this is self-evident fraud. And it just amazes me that they are allowed to publish this kind of garbage. And this is coming out of the Mayo Clinic. And, of course, we know that Merck is totally behind it. And this is what they're putting out to the people. I mean... how can the FDA allow this? I mean, of course, I know the answer. The FDA is pretty much in league with the vaccine companies and Big Pharma. But I don't know what we're going to be able to do to stop this fraud on the people, because this is causing suffering. Some of the stories you have on your website, I mean, it brings tears to the eyes, especially the young girls who have actually died. And we know they're probably never going to get into the vaccine courts. They'll find some excuse to exclude them, because that's what they usually do. But how can we stop this fraud, this massive fraud against the people? Either one of you.
The only way is to get the other side of the story out there so that people understand, with scientific evidence backing it up, that they're not being told the whole story. The concept of informed consent has gone out the window. That needs to be revived. People need to understand that any medical intervention, they have a choice and they have a responsibility to educate themselves before they consent.
Exactly. And that
is the point right there, and that is what is eroding before our eyes, is that we have, now that Merck is aware, and I think all of us have done a great job of opening up this veil, or bringing down the veil on this whole issue with all of the vaccine groups, and certainly the Gardasil girls, the injured girls, have probably done the most magnificent job of all in terms of alerting other girls about the vaccine. So Merck now, and pharmaceutical companies, the only one left in this grand country of ours, which is now bankrupt, is going through state legislatures and taking those informed consent rights away from the parents. And we just saw that in California with AB 2109. Earlier, or at the end of last year, it was AB 499 that took away the parental consent, right to parental consent for all girls and boys over the ages of 12 for to be treated for mental illness and to prescribe psychotropics and for the diagnosis and treatment of STDs. Parents
and also
with children 12 and older do not have the right any longer to see their child's medical record or to say, no, I don't want that treatment. It's gone in California, and there are copycat bills similar to this all over the country.
Well, and of course, in California, that was the first state where they actually passed a bill that children could be vaccinated without parental consent. They're trying to do the same thing in New York now, and that's why I tell people, if I was you, I would get your children out of the schools. I mean, what right did the schools have to be hiring contractors to give drugs and vaccines and do any kind of test on your child without your consent? This is beyond the pale. Parents used to have to give consent for anything to be done with their child. How did they erase that? And that's why it's self-evident that our public servants, quote-unquote, are committing treason. And they are using money that's being stuffed in their back pockets by lobbyists for Big Pharma to come up with these laws, taking away all the rights of the parents. And the consequences to the children is unimaginable. And that is very important that people have. I go crazy because parents that call me and they say, well, you know, I really don't want to vaccinate, but my doctor's telling me I have to, whatever the case may be. And I say, wait a minute. You spent months getting the nursery ready. How much time have you spent investigating vaccines? I have a document on my website, which I did not come up with. I'm sure you've seen it. Physician's Warranty of Vaccine Safety. It's like 4 pages. I tell parents, print that out. Bring that to your vaccinator and see if they're willing to sign that. In fact, they know all the ingredients of vaccines. They know all the consequences of injecting them to their children, and they guarantee them they won't have a problem. The stories I've heard back are comical. You know, the pediatrician will run out of the room. They'll tell the parents they're harassing them, but they will never sign that document.
And, you know, parents have to think about this logically. You have to sign a permission slip for your child to go on a field trip.
Right.
Why not medical interventions? That's the definition of insanity.
Well, and especially the fact that parents can't get the medical records. they can't even find out, and I know this is happening in California when they pass this law that children can be vaccinated without parental consent. And how do they encourage this? They'll give the child a T-shirt or an iPod. I don't know what thing they're giving the children in all cases, but they'll hold some carrot over them and say, oh, if you get this vaccine, which of course will protect you, then you'll get a present. And this is how they're talking the children into it. How can a child make
that
informed
up here.
Right. Okay, there's the break. This is a little bit longer of a break because we have the news updates. If you want to get a glass of water, whatever. We'll be back for the second hour, folks. If you have any questions for these two amazing researchers, feel free to call in. We'll be right back after these messages.
At OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk. I'm your host, Jimmy X, talking about industrial hemp production and that it would be the revolution America needs to...